Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is On The Money from the SBS Newsroom, your daily 10-minute business and finance business wrap for this Monday, the 5th of October 2020. Well, the ASX posted its best one-day gain today in almost 4 months, and it follows Friday's sell-off following Donald Trump's COVID-19 positive test. The ASX 200 up 2.6% to 5,953. Higher oil prices helped oil stocks, the likes of Oil Search rising 7.5%. BHP added 2.9% today. Each of the big four banks rose by at least 3%. Westpac the best, up by 4.4%. Even Qantas rose. It added nearly 5%. Telstra added 2.2%. Only 9 stocks on the 200 closed in negative territory. And the Australian dollar is currently trading at about 71.8 US cents. That's at the close of trade. So for more, I spoke earlier with Elia D'Amato, the Managing Director at Spotty. Earlier, the markets really rebounded quite strongly since Friday's sell-off. Why?
Well, there was a little bit of lost ground to catch up on. We saw US markets initially fall quite heavily, but rebound quite strongly throughout the day. And then, of course, further developments in regards to President Trump's health and the like was saw their markets not quite get back to where it were, but definitely did rebound quite strongly. And then you throw in today here in Australia, where we do have the upcoming federal budget and a large amount of stimulus expected to make its way into the economy, which of course will support asset prices, and many companies will be beneficiaries. So investors were seeking the opportunity to snap up some bargains, and particularly in the financial services space, whereby with so much money being poured into the system, no doubt they're going to be beneficiaries.
Given the knee-jerk reaction we saw to the news about President Trump on Friday about that positive COVID-19 case, how much sway will this election have on local and international markets, do you think?
Well, whilst many investors are collectively holding their breath, seeing what the outcome will be for a myriad of different reasons, from a market perspective, I think it's generally feeling pretty comfortable with where things sit. We know in the case of President Trump that there is a president who is pro-business, very much engaged in wanting to ensure that there's low taxes and creating an environment where they can thrive. But even in the case of Joe Biden, where some may think that he's counter that, there's actually a large amount of stimulus that could make its way into their economy on the back of his election and a number of different sectors, whereby that money would hit the real economy very quickly and provide its own internal stimulus. So markets are relatively comfortable with the upcoming election. There's no one who's a firebrand like Bernie Sanders, for example. Whilst, yes, geopolitically, the discussions around what this means for China, who is our large trading partner, that still plays out. But I think in that regard, our own relationship with China will have more of an impact on our market rather than that of the US.
Interest rates decision locally tomorrow. What's the market expecting?
Market's expecting no action. Governor Lowe has for quite some time said they expect the federal government to do a lot more of the heavy lifting in regards to stimulus measures, and we're going to see that in the upcoming budget. So I doubt the Reserve Bank will do anything. It'll keep its powder dry, see what the outcome is of the upcoming budget, and no doubt come November we'll look to provide measures where they can provide stimulatory encouragement to the government's policies being enacted. Whether that means a rate cut to 0.10%, whether that occurs in November or December, time will tell, but I think it's very much going to be a wait and see from the board come this Tuesday.
We're also approaching AGM season this October. What do you think will be the key themes?
Well, I think it'll be very different than what we thought it was going to be, say, 3 months ago. At the moment, we're definitely seeing an environment where a number of companies have navigated this particular environment quite well. Of course, remuneration is always a hot topic. That's a bit of a buzz term, and particularly those companies that saw their directors receive bonuses on the back of JobKeeper support and payments. But I think you'll find that most investors will be relatively comfortable with how their companies have performed. Of course, there will be the odd outlier, but I think corporate Australia in general to date has navigated the current crisis quite well. Of course, the focus will be what comes next, particularly as the stimulatory measures from JobKeeper and JobSeeker are pulled back a little bit, but that's more in regards to company outlook statements rather than anything relating to company performance. Although, as AGM always does, we will likely see a raft of upgrades or downgrades, but I think most of them will be cautiously optimistic about what the future holds without committing too heavily in regards to numbers.
Elio D'Amato there from Spotty. Well, in addition to interest rates, tomorrow obviously we'll have the big one. It's the federal budget. I've seen predictions of a deficit of between $200 to $250 billion. We'll obviously spend a lot more time on what's in the budget once we know over the next few days. But for her predictions, here is Deloitte's Emma Gray.
They're expecting a lot of spending and, as a result, a pretty big deficit. In particular, spending will probably be on infrastructure. So it's a pretty great way to get jobs happening fairly quickly. And infrastructure can also help fuel the future productivity of the economy. So it's a pretty sure bet there'll be some spending going that way. Also, perhaps bringing forward some of the already announced tax cuts to help get a bit more money flowing through the economy faster. And really support focused on businesses and trying to get businesses in a position where they can spark more employment.
Deloitte's Emma Gray there. Well, as we head into tomorrow's budget, we had some news today on early access to superannuation. Industry Super Australia says almost a quarter of working Australians have dipped into their retirement funds. Queenslanders leading the nation with 30% withdrawing their savings. And the ISA says around 670,000 people have completely withdrawn their accounts. Here is ISA's CEO, Bernie Dean.
We have seen some parts of Australia more affected than others. Those parts of Australia that were more reliant on hospitality and tourism to generate economic activity, when the bottom fell out of those industries early on in the downturn, we saw lots of workers tapping into their super. And unfortunately, lots of those people were younger and they've effectively drained their accounts.
That's Industry Super Australia's CEO Bernie Dean there, and the government estimates around $42 billion will be withdrawn under that early access to superannuation scheme. Finally, something on Virgin Australia. The Queensland government has confirmed a $200 million deal with the airline to keep its headquarters in the state. However, it cannot guarantee that further jobs will not go. Here is the Queensland Treasurer, Cameron Dick.
And that will be securing the headquarters in Queensland. It'll be a 10-year agreement, and that will secure the headquarters and as many jobs as we can in Queensland. As you heard just a couple of days ago, 50,000 jobs are on the edge in the United States in the aviation industry unless there's another support package that comes through the Congress. So we worked very hard to do what we wanted to do, to secure the headquarters in Queensland, to ensure we had a second national airline based in Queensland, to provide competition and to keep the airfare and to support regional communities that are so dependent on competition in aviation.
Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick there. A US private equity company, Bain Capital, became the new owner of Virgin Australia in early September. That is On the Money for this Monday, the 5th of October 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me at Business Ricardo. Of course, tomorrow it's all about interest rates and the federal budget. Talk then.